Blog Talk Radio.
How's everyone doing in the Mind Econ world? How's everybody doing? Week 17. Glad proud of you guys for sticking with us through the whole season one. You know, stuff happens. Unfortunate, everyone couldn't make it. First off, I'd like to give a shout out to the Chiefs for adding two new coaches, and I'd like to welcome you, 49ers and Bears coach. I hope you guys stay in the league. It's a heavy competition, a lot of fun, and you know, I hope you guys get to stick around with us. Waiting to advance later on tonight. We still have two games remaining. One is currently being played right now, and the other one will be played in, I want to say, an hour, hour and a half, give or take, and then we'll advance the league. I want to say our game of the week for week 17, which is possibly for the division, would be the Buccaneers versus the Panthers, and I'm pretty sure that game is going to be a very close game. I have a feeling someone's going to pull away at the end. It's probably going to be an all-defensive game, and I'm really looking forward to see who comes out on top on that one. A few other seeding games that we have going on later, so hopefully those games get played. We got our first caller calling in from 937 area code. Who we got calling in?
Rome, what's up, man? It's your boy Rome. What's good?
What's going on, Rome? How you doing? We got another caller calling in from 240. Who's calling in?
The Vikings Commissioner. What's going on, man?
Oh, what's going on, Co-Commissioner? How you doing? And I'm pretty sure this is our admin calling in at 860.
Yep.
All right, what's going on, everybody? I was just talking about a possible game of the week. I want to say it was for the division, the Buccaneers versus the Panthers. I think if Bucs wins, he clinches the division, and if Panthers wins, I think he obviously clinches the division. And what's going on with you, Rome? What's your take on that game?
The Panthers and the Bucs.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a good one, man. I think the Bucs is you gotta get a Bucs credit, but Panthers been playing some good ball, man. So I got 24-21. I'm just gonna leave it. I don't know who's gonna win. Both of those guys have been stepping up. The Panthers really been stepping up. I know he took a loss his last game, but he's been playing good. So I don't know. I think he won that division. So we'll see. 24-21.
Yeah. So just to add on to that, I mean, we did play that NFC division this season. Both of them had good defenses. Their dudes were in the right place at the right time, and both of them forced key turnovers on me. So, you know, one was a blowout. The other one was close to a shutout. So I think that's going to be a defensive game. So I'm not going to give a prediction on that. I would say 27-17. I want to say either team. What you got on that, Co-Commish?
I say 21-14, low-scoring game, good defensive game, going towards, I say Buccaneers.
All right, Dolphins, who you got in that game? I don't think you played either coach this season, so I guess you can just go off of what you see in the league.
Yeah, I didn't play neither of them, but I'll go Buccaneers on this one. Their defense seems to be a little tighter.
All right, so we have two not choosing anyone, and two going for, I want to say, the upset, the Bucs. 8-7 Bucs versus the 9-6 Panthers. So, I might think I might have got that wrong. I think it is
9-6 Panthers.
Yeah. 8-7 Bucs, 9-6 Panthers. So yeah, that's gonna be for the division. I want to say another. Yeah, he is. Another interesting game we got going on is the Eagles versus the Giants, and that's possibly for seeding, because you got 10-5 Eagles after advance versus 10-5 Giants, and I want to say those dudes might be number 5 and number 6 for the wild card teams. I think the Cowboys clinch the division, I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty sure Cowboys has a division on lock. So I guess those dudes are going to play to see who's going to play the 3rd seed and who's going to play the 4th seed. So that'll be an interesting game as well. Eagles is on a winning streak right now. Giants is currently on a losing streak, I want to say. I think he's lost 2 of his past 3 games, possibly. I'll give a prediction for that game. Eagles is on a roll. I'm going to say 21-20. I'm going to go with Giants. I think Giants comes through, end of the season. I think he finally notches a win in these last few games. So that'll be my prediction for that game. What you got on that game, Rome?
Once again, 2 solid guys. I know the Giant guy from my league, and I know the Eagles guy from work. So Eagles been playing some lights out ball, man. I would normally go with the Giants, because I think he might be a little better. But I think the Eagles might pull this one out, man. I think he might pull this one out because he's playing right at the right time. So I got to go with I'm gonna go with the Eagles.
All right, upset. Well, not even upset. That's it. Yeah, okay. What you got on that game, Co-Commiss? I'm not too sure if you played any of them. Oh, you played the Giants. That's right.
Yeah, I just played the Giants, and I say his defense is a little tough because I know the Eagles coach personally. I think Giants got this from 28-21 Giants.
All right. You played both of these dudes for a fact, Dolphins. So what's your prediction on both coaches? Well, the game.
Eagles were pretty good on defense. Actually, really good on defense. They only held me to 3 points. My team didn't help on that either. Giants, they got a nice passing attack. So actually a good defensive game.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to just talk about my tie-ins real quick. I'm currently on a 3-game winning streak. The only thing I'm losing out on is my draft position. So I'm currently, like Rome said, we're kind of practicing season 1, getting the hang of the console. And I got a feeling, if I can fix some key positions in, the offseason, I think I'll be a team to reckon with next season. There is a lot of holes after this roster update, so just ready to – ironically, I do play Roma week 17, so me and him have had some pretty close, high-scoring, within a possession games, the past few seasons on our last console, so familiar with one another. So I guess whichever team can make a stop, I guess for Dan, they should steal that victory for mine and his week 17 matchup. So if you got on that roll, are you going to blow me out or what's up?
We got to win, man. We can't close out going 0-4. we lost our last 3 games, man. So unfortunately, my brother was sick. We got to give y'all that loss. I'm sorry that it got to be you, but it got to be somebody.
Okay,
nah,
so we got a 3-game winning.
Look, our games are always close, man. It's going to be another close game. I think whoever wins will be a 3-7 point win. So we always play each other tough. So all jokes aside, this should just be a good game, man. I hope we win to go out on a good note, but hey, it's Madden, so what can you do, buddy? Sometimes you might not get it.
I agree. I did not know that, Rome. So we have a 3-0 win streak going against the 0-3 losing streak. So let's see. Let's see which team can keep it going, because I don't know. That wouldn't make sense. But, good luck. We'll see if we can get this game in tonight or tomorrow. Like I said, we have 2 more games. Like I said, one's being played right now, and the other one is scheduled for an hour and a half from now, give or take. So I hope they knock that game out and we could advance sooner than later. And week 17, I want to say I want the playoff teams, like, to pretty much knock their games out, you know, for seeding and everything. And no offense to the rest of the league, but we'll probably sim your game just so we can speed things along. All right, Cole Commish, what you got?
Oh, what's that?
I'm sorry, just like on your season, I want to say you ran away with your division. So
you ran away with your division. You know, you ready for these playoffs? Like, what's going on with you?
Yeah. I know I got a. I'm chasing the Seahawks right now. I owe them a favor. I did a little experiment. You know, I had a had to fill them out, and I felt them out quite a bit. I think the score was 34-14, something like that, 12 or something. So that's what I'm chasing right now. That's all I have on my calendar. No offense to nobody else, but that's the real competition I see that's going heading into the playoffs.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the stuff. And Dolphins, I want to say you beat the Patriots next week, man, and I want to say that's your bye week. I think you and Jags both Florida teams, I think you guys are on your way to a bye week. So you finish out against the Patriots, who is a division rival. You beat him earlier this season, and then we have our Jaguars playing our Texans coach, a divisional game. So two divisional games for you guys. So what you got, man?
It's been a long season. I just can't wait to get to draft time and scout and do all that shit. I love that stuff.
Man, you're jumping too far ahead, man. You ain't even playoff, nothing. You jumped way past that.
Yeah. He went straight to the draft.
I hope you ain't a one and done in these playoffs, brother. Like, come on, man. I wanted to hear some type of confidence. Like,
I'm the silent killer, man.
All right, we got about 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. You want to put anything out there, Rome?
Just for guys, man, to just be patient and understand this is week one. I mean, season one, and, you know, everything ain't going to be the best, but we just try to improve all the time, man. And just, you know, just do the best that you can do each and every game, man. That's all that you can do. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
All right, appreciate it. Coach, 2 minutes, 10 seconds left.
I just wanted to say, you know, the first season was all about getting it under our belt, you know, getting a routine of things, getting a nice little camaraderie of guys. So now, you know, season two is going to be a lot of more panning out, but it's going to be more flowing better than it is first season around. So, guys, I'm just appreciating them being patient with us.
All right, Dolphins, we got about a minute 40 left.
It's been a good season, good competition. Miller's about to run away with that rushing title. Hopefully I got that defensive player of the year with Sue. That's looking good.
And you've had a good run, man, and I think you did take that rushing title from Cole Kmish, so that was pretty interesting. And to add on to what Cole Kmish said, yeah, season one, you know, it always is the hardest. We try to implement rules, you know. A lot of dudes don't really know how, like, you know, certain leagues run, and, you know, this is how we, like, do our rules, so... Yeah, just add on to what he had said. It's been a good season. I mean, I'm glad everyone from start to finish that they're still here with us. You guys joined the great league. You know, Rome started it back on the 360, and we'll be taking it to the one next Madden. So I know it's a 3D advance. Some of you guys are not accustomed to that. So just hang in there. We'll be here for a. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling on my words. So next Madden will be out before we know it. So that being said, everyone have, you know, a good week. Let's finish week 17 strong. I want to see some upsets, and good luck to everybody in the playoffs.
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody, you guys have a good day, and I'll see you guys in the chat room. All right.
All right. Later.
Go Vikings.
Later.